Monday, 15th week, Ordinary Time 2, Reading 1. Hear the word of the Lord, princes of Sodom. Listen to the instruction of our God. People of Gomorrah, what care I for the number of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I have had enough of whole burnt rams and fat of fatlings. In the blood of calves, lambs, and goats, I find no pleasure. When you come in to visit me, who asks these things of you? Trample my courts no more. Bring no more worthless offerings. Your incense is loathsome to me. New moon and Sabbath, calling of assemblies, octaves with wickedness, these I cannot bear. Your new moons and festivals I detest. They weigh me down. I tire of the load. When you spread out your hands, I close my eyes to you. Though you pray the more, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wronged, hear the orphan's plea, defend the widow. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, 34 through 11, 1. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because he is a disciple. Amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. Theme: Live as we are present before God. A truth about God which people need to know is that he is present everywhere. Therefore, there isn't any human action which can be hidden from God. This is also the faith of the Vietnamese when they say, "The high heaven has eye." Since God has an eye, he sees everything, even the secret things in the human mind, and he shall reward or punish people according to their deeds. In reality, people often forget this important fact. They think that they can hide from God, so they deal with him as they deal with others. Today's readings remind people that they should always live as they are present before God. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah reminded the Israelites of God's reaction when he witnessed that they offered their sacrifices to him. Those who have clean hands and pure hearts shall be received and blessed. Those who have hands smeared with blood and impure hearts only cause displeasure for him. In the gospel, Jesus advised his disciples to always live according to the truth, even though they might be hated, persecuted, and destroyed. They should do to others as they do to him, because he shall worthily reward all such deeds. Analysis Reading 1. God sees inside values more than outside ceremonies. God is disgusted with deceptive acts. People used to cover their sins and bad intentions by solicitous and eager welcome. They can only do this to human beings. They could only do this to human beings because they couldn't see what they hid inside. But they can't deceive God because He can see through their minds and into their hearts. The prophet Isaiah accused Israel's leaders when they offered their sacrifices to God. He was disgusted with their Holocaust offerings, even though they offered fat animals. They deceived themselves because they thought God didn't know the crimes they had committed. They might have thought that Jesus liked them when they offered him sacrifices, and that everything shall be fine. They thought that when they came to the temple to worship and to offer sacrifices, they did good deeds to God. The prophet declared God's tiredness and displeasure when he kept seeing people deceive him. "What care I for the number of your sacrifices," says the Lord. "I have had enough of whole burnt rams and fat of fatlings. In the blood of calves, lambs, and goats, I find no pleasure. When you come in to visit me, who asks these things of you? Trample my courts no more. Bring no more worthless offerings. Your incense is loathsome to me. New moon and Sabbath, calling of assemblies, octaves with wickedness, these I cannot bear. Your new moons and festivals I detest. They weigh me down. I tire of the load." They forgot that all things in this world belong to God. If they offered him sacrifices, they take what belongs to him and give back to him. If they came to worship, it is for their own benefit. Nothing is for God. To this kind of people, their sacrifices shall not be accepted. Their prayers shall not be heard. Their sins shall not be forgotten. And they committed another sin, which was to deceive God. He clearly declared to them, "When you spread out your hands, I close my eyes to you. Though you pray the more, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood." God loves those who have a good heart and mind. In order for God to receive sacrifices and hear prayers, people need to sincerely live their relationship with God and others. Before they come to the temple, they must sincerely repent of all their sin, the sins they have committed, and they must be reconciled with others. To practice justice is the basic condition for their relationship with God. The prophet Isaiah advised them, "Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wronged. Hear the orphan's plea and defend the widow." In every generation, there always exist those who unjustly treat others because of their greed. They use their power to oppress those who are alone and helpless, especially the widow and the orphan. They pardon the wicked because they have received their money or want to be promoted by them. Gospel: God's requirements aren't always in agreement with human interests. War and peace. The noun makarion in Greek has two meanings, sword and war. The meaning sword isn't proper here. The meaning war is better, goes opposite to war. The question is asked by many. The question that is asked by many is, since Jesus is known as the Prince of Peace, according to the prophet Isaiah, why is there war? The answer is that God's thought and way is different from human thought and way, human way. The world doesn't accept the truth. If a person always speaks and lives the truth, he shall cause division at home, not all members of his household want to speak and live the truth. For example, parents prevent their children from marrying a Gentile because they are afraid that the children may neglect the practice of their faith. Parents don't want their child to become a priest because they want to have descendants. A wife doesn't want her husband to force their child to go to church because she wants him to go to a temple, etc. In these situations, should a person be encouraged to stand for the truth which he believes, or be silent so that his family can be at peace? God's standards. Conflicts happen not only in thought, but also in a way of living of a disciple. Jesus demanded his disciples to live according to the heavenly standards, while people only want to live according to the worldly standards. Few examples illustrate this conflict according to today's passage. Jesus demands his disciples put God over their parents, wife and children, brothers and sisters, while these people want to be put first. Jesus demands his disciples give up everything to follow him, because whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. While the social fashion advertises the way of life that put the individual above all. Jesus teaches the faithful to welcome special people, such as the prophet and the righteous, so that they shall share the same reward which they receive, while these people aren't always received by worldly people. Jesus teaches his disciples to help the poor, because when they do anything for them, they do for God himself, while worldly people only help those who bring profits for them. Application in life. People pay attention to outside behavior when God pays attention only to inside virtues. We should always live as we are present before God. Living according to the truth helps us to always live in God's presence. We should live according to the truth, even though we might be hated, persecuted, and destroyed. Jesus' disciples can't live a life other than that. This is our challenge. Are we willing to accept suffering to speak and to live according to the truth?